Welcome to Hearts to Believe. So good to have you join with us. Today, Jim Barber will be continuing his series, What Child Is This?, with segment 3 from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, with a message entitled, Child of Wonder and Joy. Father, bless your word, we pray, and strengthen us through it. Receive praise, honor, and all the glory we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky, there's a mother's deep prayer, and a baby's low cry, and the star rings its far, while the beautiful thing for the manger. Tomb halls of joy, o'er the wonderful birth, for the virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. Even star reigns its fire, while the beautiful thing for the manger.
I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, very familiar words, I expect, and verses 1 to 20, the customary, the most well-known Christmas account. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. We are pursuing a study under the theme, What Child Is This? And we now consider Child of Wonder, Child of Joy. What child is this? He is the wonderful one who has come among us, and he is the one who causes great joy in the heart. As I said before, this is likely the most customarily read passage, which details for us in the greatest detail what took place that day when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We are first told the reason in this world's terms for why Mary and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem. We then look with the eyes of faith, and we see that Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem in order to fulfill ancient prophecy. We go to Matthew chapter 2 in order to be reminded of that, the prophecy of Micah, that Jesus, being a descendant of David, being the one who would fulfill God's promise to David that he would never lack a man to sit upon his throne. So, we first of all have the explanation of this world. Why did Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem? It was because Caesar Augustus, the great man far away in Rome, he had made a decree that he wanted his entire empire to be counted, a census taken, and along with that, of course, there was going to be taxation. Everyone who was counted would also have to hand over some coin. Great reason used so very often. That was the word, as it were, on the street. But then we look with the eyes of faith. What is God doing behind the scenes? What is God bringing into effect and into place in order that his purposes might be carried out? Caesar Augustus, he had a plan. It was a plan to do with this world and with his power and with augmenting his power, securing his power, solidifying it. God was working out a plan for your redemption and mine, your salvation and mine, that we might become the sons and daughters of God. He was going to send his Son into this world that he might be our Savior. In those days, this decree goes out, and all the Mediterranean world, that was a description of the inhabited earth, that territory that people were commonly acquainted with. And this was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. That was simply a way of affixing a particular time. They didn't have the same dating system as we have today. Customarily, they would attach the rule, the reign of key figures to get a foothold. You see that in Luke chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2 if you want to study that further. That was the means of getting a foothold as to when did this take place, that it actually happened. It wasn't a story of, well, long, long ago and far, far away, such and such happened. By no means. This was a real event. Everyone was on his way to register, each to their own city. Joseph, he was of the lineage, he was of the house of David. And so, though Mary was great with child, yet Joseph, he makes his way from Nazareth down to Bethlehem, being of that house, in order to register along with Mary as she was engaged to him. And while they were there, Mary's firstborn, her days were completed that her firstborn would be born. She gave birth, and she wraps him in cloths and lays him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. All of this highlights for us that Mary and Joseph were not people of deluxe means. They were not going first class. They were, we might refer to them as of the peasant class. Even when they come to the temple later on to offer sacrifice, they offered an offering that was customarily offered by the poor. So Jesus, in leaving the glories of heaven, he did not simply descend from heaven to this earth, but he descended even within the social stratas of this world. He descended in order to become the son of a peasant couple. Those who couldn't get into the inn, even if they bumped somebody else out, or anyone who cared about them, seeing Mary great with child, wrapping him in cloths and laid him in a manger. No fancy crib, no fancy newborn garments. They made use of what they could. There was no room for them. Here is one of the first wonders of all the wonders of Jesus Christ. It is a wonder that he ever left heaven's glory, except that the Son was being obedient to the Father. Lo, it is written in the scroll of the book, I have come to do your will, we read in Hebrews, Jesus speaking to his Father. I have come to do your will. I have come obediently to do what you have bid me to do. But here we find the wonder of there being no room for them in Bethlehem. Oh, sure, it was a busy time. But yet, wonder there was no room for them. We then leave Bethlehem and we go around to the fields outside of Bethlehem. And we see here our shepherds keeping watch over their flocks. They're protecting them from wildlife that would want to encroach under the cover of darkness and snatch away a lamb or a sheep in order to devour it. The shepherds are keeping watch. Those nights could be long. The nights could be cold. It could be scary under the cover of darkness. Those animals, they were not simply vulnerable. The shepherds as well. But the shepherds were going about their routine business. They had done this countless times. Their fathers and grandfathers and their ancestors before them. It was a well-known event. Perhaps the saying was given around the campfire, you know what, nothing ever happens here. For 1,000 years, nothing special has happened in Bethlehem. Yes, David, the great king, he came from Bethlehem, but Now, for these centuries, nothing happens. All of a sudden, the sky is split. An angel appears to these ones who are watching over their flock, and they are suddenly terrified. Now, there's no wonder to that. There is no wonder that these ones, when they saw the angel, that they were terrified. That actually gives indication that they were perfectly sensible and that they were in their right minds in every way. The angel stands before them and has this to say, "Don't be frightened. Do not be afraid. I actually bring you words not of judgment, but of the very best news that you could possibly ever receive. I bring you good news, and it is a great joy, and it's not simply for you, but for all the people. Today, in the city of David, that place where you have had thoughts, you know, nothing ever happens here. All the big people, they go to Jerusalem 6 miles away. That's where things really happen. And over in Caesarea, that's the center of the Roman administration. But nothing ever happens here. But today, the angel said, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This was the biggest of big news. There could be nothing bigger. And the angel says, this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And as if that was not good enough, as if that was not dramatic enough, another wonder takes place. Here is this wonder of this one who has come to be born in Bethlehem from the heaven's glories to this earth, and from what could have been the upper echelon of this earth, he descends to be born as a bit of a nomad, his parents wandering down from Nazareth for this census and being outcasts back where the animals are kept, there Jesus, in very unsanitary conditions, you might add, for Jesus, the Son of God, to be born. The wonder that the shepherds behold as they are taking care of their sheep by night. And then added to that, suddenly with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. And this is what they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. The wonder of the announcement of Jesus who had come. The angels, some have described it, that the angels could not but sing at the coming of this one who was born in Bethlehem. When the angels had gone away, the shepherds, and there's no wonder to this, they say to one another, there's good sense in this, they say to one another, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has made known to us. Why would they not? Though some in this world, they hear the wonderful truths of God's word, and they shrug it off. They say, oh, we've heard that before. Maybe these shepherds, perhaps they had been to the temple. They had been instructed in the synagogue. And perhaps they would say, oh, we've heard about Messiah. But it's been centuries. And this light show just isn't going to cut it for us. This dazzling appearance, it's just another promise that isn't going to be fulfilled. But instead of that, they get up, they leave their sheep, and they come, we read, in a hurry, and they find their way to Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus as he lay, just as had been told them, laying in a manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them. They were among the very first witnesses of what God was doing. The angels had borne witness to what God was doing. But here there is also among the first human witness that is made to Jesus Christ. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child right here. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. Why were they wondering? Could it have been that there had been a crust that had come over their faith, and that God was breaking through that crust and reaching into the hearts of these people? Perhaps it was a wonder that God cared for them. Perhaps the people thought, you know, we're not anything special. Why would God come among us in order to do his wonders? Why would God not go to other places in order to effect his plan and to carry it forward and to do that which pleased him? Here we have the people wondering. I would want you to be infused this Christmas season with wonder. I said to you as I began to read out of Luke chapter 2 that these are likely, and I trust, familiar words. I would want you to hear them as it were for the first time, as though you had no knowledge of these things. And I would want it to hit you with the fullest force. Luke, as he writes his gospel account, had begun writing to a certain man named Theophilus, and Luke and Acts being two parts, it's a two-volume set, Luke begins both of these books as a letter, as addressed to Theophilus. I would like you to be Theophilus, to be hearing this for the first time explained to you. And what I would pray is that the Spirit of God would take this and infuse wonder into your heart. What child is this? This is a wonder child, truly. If we go back into Isaiah chapter 9, and verses 6 and 7. We have the prophecy which was given 700 years before Jesus would come to be born in Bethlehem. A child will be born to us. A son will be given to us. The government will rest upon his shoulders. This child, right from his birth, the Magi, they came to Herod's palace and they said, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews right from birth?" He was one who was born to reign. Isaiah would say, the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Some have said that we should not read Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, but that we should make each of those words stand by themselves. His name will be called Wonder. His name will be Wonderful. He will be full of wonder. The disciples, when they would walk with Jesus, there would be certain miracles that he would effect and teachings that he would proclaim. And the people, along with the disciples, they would wonder at him. But most especially when he came to die. And Jesus, he was born in order that he might die. He was born that he might redeem us. He came as Jesus. He was given the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus, it means Savior, and that is what he is, and that is what he came to do. I bid you wonder at the name of Jesus and at the person of Jesus and at the work that was given him to do. And would you come and surrender your life to him at this Christmas season? Lord, I pray for each and every man and woman who is hearing me now. I pray that there would be a wonder in the heart. I pray that there would be a consideration of exactly who is this? What child is this? That all these things swirl round about his coming. And I pray that the answer that the Scripture gives us would be made known to each heart. Lord, so work in power, I pray, receiving praise, honor, and glory in all things, I ask it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Hearts to Believe. For over 20 years, Jonathan Kivist has been the bass in our men's quartet and has also been a rich blessing through his solo work. We are delighted to announce a new collection of 13 songs Jonathan has especially enjoyed singing and has himself chosen for this CD called Blessed Assurance. You will enjoy hearing Jonathan sing I'd Rather Have Jesus, In the Sweet By and By, Just a Whispered Prayer, I Need Thee Every Hour, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Leave Your Heavy Burden at the Cross, Something Beautiful, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Written in Red, What a Day That Will Be, The Old Rugged Cross in both Russian and English. Someone is praying for you. And of course the title song, Blessed Assurance. Ask for your free copy of Blessed Assurance when you write this week to Hearts to Believe, Box 426, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3C 2H6. Or call us toll-free at 1-833-367-3852. Also, please ask for our free calendar for the coming year filled with beautiful scripture and pictures. Hearts to Believe is an extension of the Faith to Live By radio and television ministry based in Winnipeg with Pastor Jim Barber. We leave you now with the Apostle Peter's benediction. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, and all we.